10:58 on a Friday morning with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, glad to have you. Appreciate you being by the channel. Maybe you've been a P1 from day one. Maybe you're just now coming across. And we're glad to have you. Hope you'll hang for a bit, because here in about 15 minutes or so, Donnie and I are going to take a look at the NFC East. Where will the Cowboys finish? Do we really believe in the Commanders and Jaden Daniels? Well, find out coming up here in about 15 minutes. But right now, this is a segment we do every Friday at this time. We have a little fun. We have frivolity. Hence, Friday frivolity.
Anybody can have fun.
Right.
We have frivolity.
We're a little more elite.
All right. Yes, we are. We take it to another level.
Yep. Yeah.
And I just go back to a time where we were talking. I don't even know why this came about, but I'm going to tell you how the whole segment came about. Because I was working with Bob and Dan. I think Bob was out at a restaurant one time, and he heard what he thought was Kanye West's Gold Digger.
Okay, I know that song.
Okay. But it was actually Ray Charles's song that was being played. I Got a Woman. And so he was like, I had no clue that that was.
I also had no clue.
Okay, I should have put that. I should have put that on. Maybe we'll do that next time so you can just listen to
that's
it.
That's cool.
But that's how this segment came about. And I was like, okay, dude, that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as these, you know, old school Man. Or even current hip hop songs sampling some other songs.
Huh.
And he was like, well, let's put it together. Let's do it. So we started doing the sample platter, and then we started doing the F around shows at night, kind of digging deep into some of the sample platters where they'll take the drums from this song and the guitar from this song and kind of mix it together to make their song. And it's always fascinating going through this. So there was one time, I don't know if we listened to it. It was a return cut. I can't quite remember, but it was this song that was being played.
Yeah, Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise by Coolio. So we started.
Or is this Amish Paradise?
No, it's Gangster's Paradise. And we started talking about it, and then I mentioned something about Stevie Wonder, and you just looked at me and started kind of blinking your eyes. Like, what the hell are you talking about? It's Coolio, it's Gangsta's Paradise. So as we're listening to this, it faded away. We did the segment. We came back from break, and we played this. And it freaked you out. It's like I've never even heard of this song.
I had no idea.
Yeah, so this is Pastime Paradise from Stevie Wonder that came out in 1976.
You knew this?
I did some research beforehand.
Okay. So. All right.
And we'll let this play a little bit.
I mean, Coolio just stole the song and redid the lyrics.
No, it's not stealing of the song. It's sampling.
But
you have to get permission. And you know what? It's Gangsta's Paradise, Pastime Paradise. You're going to have some identifying thing about it because you're taking the sample, but you just flip it and use it as your own. It's not, it's stealing if you're not going to ask for permission and get credit. So you
I just had no idea.
Right.
Because I thought, like, Weird Al Yankovic, of course, does those parody songs.
Absolutely.
But he's basically sampling because he gets permission, takes that song, and changes the lyrics.
Because you can have covers and samples are just two different things. See, a cover of a song, you're just doing the song again, but it's kind of in your own style. But the sample, you just take the beat or take whatever. He just took the whole this song.
I did not know this.
And
still
made
blows my mind even listening to it right now.
Right, so I wanted to bring a couple of more to you. And hopefully you've heard of these songs. I just don't know your hip hop knowledge. So I tried to get.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
I tried to get very
zero
popular.
Elementary.
Popular artists.
Not even that.
And maybe some of their big songs to maybe you can identify with.
Okay.
I tried my best.
Let's give it a shot.
All right. So Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, yeah. I know who that is.
All right. Have you heard Juicy? Yeah.
I doubt it.
Hang on. Just let it play a little bit. All the people that lived above the buildings that I think this is edited tip sheet. We need to keep ears on all this. My daughter. Yeah. It's all my people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. Shake it. It was all a dream. You've had to have heard this song before. Magazine, something pepper and heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Well, this is Juicy. This is Notorious B.I.G., one of his first biggest hits that he put out.
Okay.
And so when you first hear this, you're thinking, okay, now it's great. Love the beat. But then you have to go back to 1983. It's a group called Entombe, and the song is called Juicy Fruit. Man. Now, this was a big radio hit back in the early 80s that they would play on K104, the R&B station they would listen to around town. Okay. So when you first hear it, you're like, man, I've heard that song before if you weren't familiar with it. And you realize it was in 2 May. But the funny thing about it, I could not stand this song when it first came out.
But you
like
the...
And then I heard Biggie's song. I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, okay, so now you go back and you realize that, okay, that song wasn't that bad.
So Biggie Smalls is the same guy as Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm learning things every day.
Really, Matt?
Look at me. You knew that?
Yes.
I thought it was a different guy.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, no, same guy.
Why does it call him Biggie Smalls then?
It's just a different name. Oh. You have Matty Beers. You have...
Okay, all right. Yeah, fair enough.
You have a lot of names. And so this is M2MA. This is 1983, and the song was Juicy Fruit. Now, when we do anything hip-hop, and you have to have a default rapper that you name, you usually will go toward Ludacris.
I do that a lot, yes.
You do that a lot. Yes. So I wanted to put a Ludacris song out there. As a matter of fact,
What is this going to be?
He's on a big insurance commercial.
Yes.
And they mention this in the song, in the commercial. So this is Roll Out.
I know that. I've heard
this song. You know this one. All right.
I know that song.
I got one that he knows.
This is a sample? Does anybody do anything original?
So this is Ludacris. This is Roll Out.
Yeah, I've heard this.
All right. So now you go to 1995, a group called Africando, and the song is called Yay Boy. Check it out.
I know that song.
You don't know this one.
Wow.
Different style. Yeah. Flipping through records and something like that. What, if you ever get a chance to watch the Tribe Called Quest documentary that was out, you will see that Q-Tip will go to Beats, Rhymes, and Life. I believe that's the name of it. He'd just go to every city they were performing in. He'd go to the record store. He'd just flip through albums. Had no clue what they were, but if he liked the cover, if it just caught his eye, he'd get it. And then he'd go back to his room and listen to it. Maybe he'd find the drums in the song or the guitar in the song so he can use it in the sample. But he would go every city.
Huh.
He'd just go to the record store and just flip through old school records. So that's Yay Boy, Africando from 1995.
Like, that's kind of chill, like almost reggae-ish.
Right, right. Yeah. You can find it anywhere. And you just kind of put the beat together and you get this. Slow it down a little bit. Same style. And now it's Roll Out. It's one of your biggest hits. All right, so the last one I have for you. I wish I would have known the Gold Digger. I should have put that one in there. But another default rapper that you'll name if we go have anything hip-hop is Jay-Z.
Yes.
All right. So I brought you a Jay-Z song.
All right. Okay.
All right, so this one, I don't know if you've heard it, but it is Jay-Z. It's Excuse Me, Miss.
I know that song.
You can't roll up to this one. You gotta roll. You gotta light it. You gotta puff it on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal. Woo!
And so I want to get a particular part in this song,
okay,
so you can definitely know where this came from.
Can I get my grown man on for one? Because I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z.
Right here.
Excuse me, miss. What's your name? Can you come hang with me?
That's right.
Can I take you out tonight?
All right.
You
already That's know the part I wanted you to hear.
Okay.
Because now you go to 2001, and this is a guy that was my very first concert. And if we ever talk about concerts, I will always bring it up because it's one of the memories that I hope will never go away. My first concert was 1986, Reunion Arena. I went to go see Shirley Murdoch and Luther Vandross. And it's just R&B ballads. It's no hip-hop to it whatsoever. Yeah. He's just an R&B singer. And this song is from 2001, and it's called Take You Out. So now you need to listen to this song, because there was a part I wanted you to hear.
Yeah,
She caught me by surprise, I must say, cause I never had seen such a pretty face with such a warm.
And a lot of people's eyes will glaze over when you have R&B music. I don't know why it's such a force drain for a lot of people. But I do love it. And he was one of those guys in the 80s that were really, really huge. So here we go. Now check what he says now.
And that's a trip, so they're just cool with these other dudes, just like, oh yeah, put that in your song.
Well, you have some mailbox money, I'm sure. If you're asking for permission and you get paid for it, then yeah. Wow. Hey, why wouldn't you, if you're an artist, say, yes, man, you're one of the biggest hip-hop artists ever. You can use my song, so maybe people will research it and go back and listen to it again. And plus, you're getting paid for it.
90% of all songs today, if you listen to them, are all covers, including who I didn't know for the longest time, my favorite guy, Will Smith. 90% of Will Smith's songs are all covers or samples
Absolutely.
Of famous songs.
Absolutely.
I did not realize that, but yeah.
Yeah. So, that's just a little bit. It's so much. That's
wild.
The well is deep.
Apparently.
With songs, and we did this a lot on the F Around show with me and Jake, and it's big. So we'll do this every now and then so we can kind of freak you out still a bit with some of the hip-hop songs and the songs that sample from. So that's a little bit of sample platter for you, Matt, for Friday Frivolity.